Online Podcast 272. Hello, welcome to Online Podcast. Oh, guess who is back? Do you know who we have for our guest? She keeps saying funny things. I have to stop her in the middle of her sentence so that I can set up the recorder before I hit record. But we are recording now. Welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome back, Michael.
Hello. I'm back.
This is good.
I told you, it's called Skinny Latte.
And it smells good.
It's espresso.
We are at Starbucks. And I guess...
You had hazelnut?
I got a hazelnut what?
Caramel. You want to try caramel?
Can you speak louder? Oh, closer to the mic. Let me put it closer to you. How about
Do you want to try this?
Yeah. This is better.
Yeah.
I can hear you much better now.
Okay. Try that.
Yours is what flavor?
Caramel. Oh. Caramel.
Caramel.
Hello, everybody. I'm back in show, finally. John.
I like it, too.
I know, but you like it.
Hazel, did you try it?
Let me try it. I had it before. Is it sweet?
It almost tastes sweeter, I think.
Mmm, very good.
Yeah. Anyway,
John did not tell me about his brand new equipment, eh?
My equipment. So, Michael hasn't seen the Zoom H2 yet. So,
it's the first time
I'm using it. What do I hear? It's a table? Oh, yeah, the table is wobbly.
Yeah.
Don't touch the table.
What?
Don't touch the table.
I know, I'm talking about the equipment.
Zoom H2.
It looks like a mini radio station.
What do you mean mini radio station?
Like, you know, at the radio station, they have like a...
Oh, wait. I have headphones for you.
Okay.
So that you can hear what we hear also. I'm really like a mini radio station.
Mini radio station.
I really am.
Oh, but this is so good, like moist.
Tell people what you're eating. It's a hot guy.
I am eating.
Do you have your own headphones?
No.
Okay, I have.
Cranberry. Coconut. Oatmeal. What was that? What was that?
I don't know. Something oatmeal, cranberry, something or other.
Very moist, John. This, you have to try this one. Pinoy boy will say, fabulous.
Remember I showed you the video of people trying to do the... Sorry, it's kind of noisy.
Thank you.
Oh!
I think we have...
Huh?
Okay, well...
Okay, so it's kind of noisy.
Very. Can you do something about this noise? We have to eat with this pork because it's so soft and then...
Okay, anyway. Okay, listen to this. The blue side is on your right.
Like in my direction, right or left? Right or
yes,
left?
Yes, we have to tell people about that. Okay, it's kind of noisy, but let's say if we can get closer to the microphone, then maybe people can hear us more.
This is very interesting.
Can you hear yourself?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to turn up a little louder.
Oh my goodness.
Can you hear yourself better now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And so we are maybe I should take a picture too. My gosh, I just have too many things to do.
Yeah. You're multi task worker, so you can't do...
I cannot even multitask. The funny thing is, because I hate this table. It's keep doing the... See, it's moving.
Why don't you put the little paper and the stick into? Maybe it's old way. Okay. I did that when I was in junior high.
Okay, I'll
How
do
long
that.
Ago?
What she's trying to tell me to do is hold the napkin and stick it underneath it.
That's right. Sometimes it works.
Maybe I'll fall. Does it work?
Yeah, look. Okay. Yeah. Well, I am tasting delicious cranberry coconut. I think it's oatmeal bar. It's called.
Oh, I can go louder.
I think that's okay. It's delicious, soft, very, very moist. You have to try that. It's really good. It's not that too sweet. It's perfect taste. It's really good. If I were food credit, do you say food credit?
No, critic. Like you criticize the, critique the food, not credit.
No credit hours?
No.
I'll give some credit, and it's the
not credit.
Critique. 5-star. Oh, I give too high point, huh? Too much? Really good.
Please tell us, please write in to online@gmail.com if you know what the conversation behind us is. If you happen to understand what they're talking about. Just let us know. But anyway, maybe, I don't know if I should do this or
this
should
I... This is like mini radio station. That's amazing.
That's it.
Yeah, if we, you know, radio station, like, have come in like this. Like,
Oh. Psh, psh. I think she's trying to tell me the...
And then like a big one, and we talk like this.
Oh, like that.
Yeah. So maybe...
I can change the handle to a handheld, too.
Oh, let's do that. But who have to hold the thing? You?
That's what I'm saying.
You. But this is a little far, isn't it? I can hear my voice very well.
Yeah, but when it's up high?
Yeah, I know. Anyway, so what you were saying? Oh, yeah.
No. Okay, so it'll just be... okay, let's talk about left-right.
Oh.
We have to find... So last... Okay,
do
no,
I look oily? Do I look oily?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because I have the light coming and I feel like I'm always oily.
Do I look oily though?
No.
Am I oily?
We need a Hello Kitty, the oil suck
paper.
Paper, yes.
What was I going to say?
Right and left.
No. That's before we go to right and left. We have to remind people, this is my girl, and she's like my gal pal. And
this is my first
come closer to the mic.
This is my first show after I came back from Japan, wasn't it?
Yes.
We didn't have any show.
We didn't record last time.
Exactly, you didn't bring the equipment.
Speak closer to the mic.
I can hear me.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
So, and we are going to talk about... well, let's remind people because they are new listeners, apparently. Oh, I have to put voicemail.
I hurt my rim.
Why?
I'm too chunky. Oh my gosh, I can feel the meat.
You can feel the meat. What do you mean you can feel the meat?
Some like a... Dudun.
Dudun. What dudun? She can feel the meat. Let me interpret that for you. Maybe I should put my handheld on so that I can...
Or, why don't you put the thing over here? Make it a little higher. Can you?
Oh, good idea. Very smart. Like that.
Yeah. Maybe one more. What do you have? Anything? Is it flat? That one? Can you make it flat? So well, that it's closer. Yeah. Better.
Yes. It's better. Maybe I'll add it.
You don't have to add it.
But I want to put in. There is a voicemail that was sent in by a listener who's never commented before. It's first time writing, sending me a voice message. So if you're a long time listener, if you want to chime in and want to give me your opinion or whatever, in voice, you can call. What is my phone number? The phone number is 206-888-JOHN. 206-888-JOHN. Damn people in the back so loud.
I know.
Let me block them. Let me see if I can block them with my Starbucks paper bag. Is it better?
Yeah, enough money.
Let me try.
Not really.
Just eat the thing.
How do I eat? I need a fork.
It's really, its voice is really good. Can I tell you about that?
No, let's finish telling. So what I'll do is, right now, you will hear the message from, I forgot his name. James? I think his name is James. I could probably... Good lord, sorry about the noise. James, yeah, I think it's James. Well, if it's not James, then I'm sorry. Because I don't have my computer up. I think it's James.
Are you sure?
I can check on the computer though.
You know, I feel like this is so interesting because like every morning on the way to work, mm-hmm. I have to drive about 40 minutes.
Oh, you should listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I can listen to podcasts. How? Okay, I don't have iPod, thank
I'll
you.
I'll give you an iPod.
What? Really? See, John is so nice to me. So nice to me.
He's so nice to me.
That's
good. It's old though, but I...
That's okay. Thank you. Anyway, so my computer is so old and I cannot, you know, do any...
But you cannot put songs over there.
Well, you help me.
You. Why don't you do
I'll,
it
I'll on bo- I'll boost. It's a boost or boot. What I'm talking about. Anyway, so I wanted to tell you, in the morning I had to listen to radio every morning, like 40 minutes or so, and then I usually listen to like a Fox News, like more kind of conversation and stuff too, or like a jazz. Are you listening?
Yes.
And anyway,
you said Fox News.
Yeah.
People who listen to my show usually do not like Fox News.
Oh really? Anyway, so because they are conservative.
They're stupid, not because they're conservative, but because they're stupid.
I shouldn't say it out loud, like on their national level, like podcast. Do you really think people think that Fox people are dumb?
People watch and listen to Fox. No, I'm kidding.
I don't have a choice. That's the only, you know, okay, here's the reason. The reason I'm listening to Fox News on the radio is because when I bought the new car from the dealer, that's what it's there.
That tells you what the dealership is.
Ah. So, well, you know, whatever, something entertained me every morning, so I keep listening to it. But, you know, I didn't want to talk about Fox News, whatever, I didn't care. I just want to say, this like a kind of circumstance right now between John and I, at this coffee shop with a mini radio station. I feel like I'm on their news show. That's all I want to say.
I don't know how it takes, let me see how long it takes to get to this far. It took us... 12 minutes, 12 and a half minutes.
Oh my
to
God,
just
that's
like
all
that.
I want to say.
No, I want to. I'll just play it because I'm lazy. I'm too lazy. I want to edit this.
Anyway, are you gonna edit this one?
I'm gonna play the voicemail. I'm gonna play the voicemail from this listener right now. And I will play it.
Okay, while he's preparing for the voicemail thing, funny thing is, when I was, how detailed I can tell? I can't say where I'm working or whatever.
No, you shouldn't say.
Okay, can I tell you, can I say that I found a very similar name of your name earlier? Remember?
No, don't say
it. No, okay, anyway. Okay, let's change subject. I have a lot.
But she's, you know, I don't want people to know where, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody knows anything about me, I don't want people to know about you.
Okay. So now he's ready for the voicemail, I guess. He's bringing it up.
So I think you can hear barely. Okay, I'm going to move the recorder closer to the player. And I hear this. Oh, wait. Oh, Joe, sorry. Not James. Okay, listen to Joe.
John, my name is Joe, and I'm one of your loyal 300 listeners who has been listening, in my case, since early on. It's been literally years. I don't remember exactly how long it's been, but I've continuously enjoyed your podcasts and indeed hope you will continue them. I don't normally leave comments or send emails. I'm kind of a lurker in that sense. But I thought I wanted to call you up to tell you that I really enjoy your show, interviews especially, enjoyed the one with Cram a lot. But it's apparent from number 271 that apparently somebody dumped on you big time. And I think you are taking the right approach in ignoring them. There are an awful lot of jerks out there, and especially people who hide behind anonymity, although I don't know if that was the case in whatever might have happened to you recently. So remember that of the 300, there's at least one who strongly supports you and appreciates your show, and I never, you know, I really enjoy every time I see it in my list. I say, oh, good, something I'm really going to enjoy listening to. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thank you. That was, I just cut back in. I'm not playing the live record, or the recording that I did with Michael, but I'm back here in the semi-studio. I'm in my bed, actually, right now. Joe, thank you so much for the message. It is so nice, and I really, really appreciate that when people take the time to call in or to write in or to comment on the website. And thank you very much for doing that, Joe. And sorry for forgetting your name. I beg your pardon. And what is the next thing? Oh, yeah, the other thing that I want to talk about also is the reason why I have to cut back into some of this post-production is because I also, I have another message to play for you, but I also have a comment that I want to bring it up to your attention. You can obviously still go to Online Podcast and actually check out all the comments. This is for show 271. And it's called A Word on My Soapbox. And you can go read, I think I have like about 13 comments there now, including my response to my own response to the all the comments. Anyway, but I want to bring out the fact that Black Essence left me this message. And she says, John, I just started listening to you last week and I love your personality, she says. She says she's not a lesbian or anything, but your personality shows through. Your personality shows through when you speak, and I think that's why I was drawn to you, she says. So the rest of the podcast, the rest of the comments are all there, so I want you to go check it out yourself. And she was asking me not to stop podcasting. Now, I really wasn't intending to make it sound like I'm quitting. I'm merely saying that I have to sometimes when I'm, you know, when I don't have anything to say, I feel like I was trying too hard to do something or say something. But I think the mere fact that I'm actually putting something out there in and of itself is important enough, especially when I was reminded about how people wanting to come out but they can't afford to do that. All those sort of factors were my personal objective and goal to achieve in my podcast. So thank you for leaving me comments, especially for that show. I did not intend to make it sound like I'm quitting. And I'm sorry if I do that. I don't want to go for too long. I do have another message from Rick that I'll play for you now, and then we'll go back to the recording with Michael. Thank you so much for listening. Here's Rick's message.
Hi, John. It's Rick Simon calling from Minneapolis. I just wanted to touch base with you and let you know that I left you a comment on the Cram on Cram podcast that you did. I also did a little bit of a comment regarding the live show that you did this last weekend. And I just also wanted to say that I really do enjoy your podcasts. They mean a lot to me to be able to hear them. And I want to thank you for being out there for being an inspiration to a lot of people to start podcasting. Drop me a note or give me a chat sometime. I look forward to hearing back from you. Hope you're having a great day down in KC. Bye-bye.
I'm a portable radio station.
I really want to come back more for your show.
Oh, wait, let me put the pop filter. Sorry, it's going to be noisy for one moment. It won't go on. Okay, so now it's closer, so you can speak. There's my cat's hair.
Yeah, is it latte?
What?
Chai latte?
Latte. Chai, not latte. Okay, come close. You need the microphone closer to you than it is closer to me.
This looks like a hat.
Yes, it is a hat for the microphone.
So anyway, what we were talking about? Oh, direction.
Yes. No. Sorry.
I'm the organizer. Sure, we have to organize a little bit of it. Listeners gonna get so tired.
No. They can just not listen.
Yeah.
If they're tired.
I want to say one more thing. Hey, can I say Pinoy board? The little message.
Yeah.
We still cannot figure it out about Linkies.
Oh, well, I was figuring them out. I was trying to figure out. Well, it's not that. It's a power cord.
Yeah, he still hasn't found it.
So I know how to fix it for them, but they couldn't find the power source to the linkies. So that's why they still don't have any.
He's such a straight man. He doesn't care. He doesn't want to spend. They get to the box and the stuff. He can't. He doesn't want to do it. Anyway, we'll find it.
But anyway, what I was trying to say earlier was that every time, I'm sorry about how disorganized the show is, because you know how disorganized and how ADD I am. Plus, on top of that, you have Michael, another ADD person. So two of us, you're just going to get a mess times two.
You know, speaking about ADD,
yeah,
I think I might have it when I was little. I just kind of realized that. Right now, you know, I mean, maybe, you know, I'm not joking. Like, because I had a really hard time concentrating on stuff, and I was really hyper.
When you were young?
When I was young. And very emotional as well. But in Japan, they don't give.
Like, do I want to eat this or that? Cry.
No, I was really hysteric, like, you know, really crying out loud. If she, my mother, gave me a hard time because I did something wrong, I was like, I was hurting my hand or something. My hand did this. I had to like you bad or something. Like, I was beating my hand or something. Cause she told me that. So I think I did have something. But in Japan, given the little kids, like, you know, ADD pill, it was not really, you know, common thing in Japan. Very, very strict about, you know, for the drug and stuff.
Right.
So a lot of kids, they really didn't know what they had. They were not really aware of them. It's such a long time ago too, like how long ago. So right now, probably situation changed.
Right.
Yes, and then younger kids probably get more like medical stuff too. But when I was little, I probably had it. But right now I'm older enough, so, you know, I can kind of see what's going on too. But it's really interesting to see, because John's such an obsession, like, he's obsessive, like, disorder.
Yeah, I'm OCD. I'm OCD, and I'm also
ADD.
ADD.
ADHD. Hyper. I think attention deficit hyper disorder. ADHD. And then OCD.
Oh my God! And ABCDEFG. I'm also ABC and NBC and CBS.
But it's very interesting. So what you were
not have? Fox.
So anyway, I had to listen to it every morning.
Why don't you change the radio station?
Well, because I don't know how to change. I had to learn about that. I'm not really good at.
Okay, she just got a new car. That's why.
Very, very cute. 2008.
Anyway, sorry about the two times ADD. but so or ADD square. It's more ADD square. So let's call the show ADD Square. And
hey, we should. But not good, because like, I don't want people to think we're making fun of ADD or anything.
No,
like
I'm
that.
Not, but I am. It's ADD. Not,
I think I am too. Oh, thank God they're leaving. See ya.
Okay, good. Right, anyway, thank you. Please.
Okay, let's organize a little bit for this show.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about?
No, I was just going to tell the story first. And every time it took me 20 minutes to come to this point. I want to say.
Be careful, this is. Be what? Careful, don't bump the. Oh, looks like an egg.
That's petite.
Scone.
Okay, let me have a one too. Okay. So. It does look like egg.
Yeah.
I'm having a petite scone. With my skinny latte.
Skinny latte with fatty. What is it called?
Fat bitch drinking skinny latte.
What is it called? Old little thing?
Huh?
Pantry?
What do you mean? Pastry.
Pastry?
Yeah.
Pantry?
Pantry is where you keep all your food. Your food pantry? No, I was gonna say, oh my gosh, we got distracted again.
Joel,
is this mine
it.
Or this is mine?
I don't care. Maybe this mine. I ate more. So okay.
But anyway, I was going to say, wait, don't disturb me. Let me do one thing. Finish one story. I know. And then we got distracted by food. On top of that, we're both foodies. She went and ate salad, and then now I have a whole table of dessert at Starbucks.
It always happens.
Okay, let me tell my story.
Okay, go ahead.
Christ. My store. What was I gonna say? Oh, Yeah, every time Michael and I, if you're new to this, Michael and I, every time we come out, there's some joke about it. Like, every single time we meet each other, we don't see each other very often, but when we do, every time...
Well, we keep in touch.
Yeah, we do keep in touch. And even when we don't keep in touch, and when we see each other, like, after, like, whole, like, 6 months and nine months, we don't talk, we get together, we just, like, suddenly laugh and connect. So, with, you know, charging bitchy power. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good, though, you know? So are you, right?
Yeah, I think
but we don't, we'll charge it for it next time.
Yes.
But what I'm... Oh, good God. Can you tell that I have ADD a little bit?
You are.
Good Lord.
Okay, go on.
I'm sorry,
on.
People. You can unsubscribe. I don't really care. I just spit on my microphone.
Okay, just go. We'll talk
about it. Oh, good Lord. Yeah, tell me. Guide me. And I'm... Be my train track.
Good Lord. Oh, my. Guide me. Okay, go on.
What do I say? Oh, every time we come out, we... have something funny. So I just have to report, and since last time we came out, we did not record.
We did not.
But I think I talked about it on my show, but I just want to remind people that every time we come out, there's a funny story. So the last time, what was a funny story, you think? Last time we went out to the elephant bar and all that, what was a funny thing that you remember from that trip? From whatever.
Oh my gosh.
What?
We rented the biggest Starbucks.
We rented the biggest,
fanciest Starbucks. John was so shocked. He was so shocked. And then the whole night he had a like kind of face at me like, oh my gosh, why you took me here kind of face. Well, here's the thing. Starbucks, always nice. Somewhere you feel so cozy. People come in and they have some comfortable drinks and stuff in the chit-chat.
Are you doing a commercial?
And then...
We don't get paid by Starbucks, damn it.
Oh, okay. Well, Starbucks should pay us because, like, we are probably advertising pretty well.
At least give me free Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So...
Well, pretty soon I will.
On a Starbucks, 119th Street. I know this is good. On 119th Street, Starbucks. Well, here's the thing. Like... Me and my friend, whenever we met Starbucks like close to the area, we always had to pick one specific area, and you know I can say the location of Olathe. So, however, one of my friends said, "Hey, let's go try the new Starbucks because like it's on 119th Street. It's like bigger and nicer." Okay, let's go. So I went there, and then when I went inside, I thought it was huge. However, Joe thing. Make sure you take my skinny face.
You just continue speaking.
Okay. However, when John looked at the Starbucks, he said it was not big. Well, after the Elephant Cafe, what was the name of the restaurant? Elephant Kiki Kaka?
Elephant Cafe. Yeah.
Elephant Cafe. And he said he should speak up a little more about bigger Starbucks location stuff too. But anyway, so we were searching and we found 119th Street and like I always do. And you know, we got in and he got a... I guess it was... It's not funny anymore.
I'm just trying to take pictures.
John, it's while not I, funny.
While I left the microphone for my...
It's girl. Not funny anymore. I mean, I'm sorry, listener. This is not funny. I mean, you had...
It's okay. It's not the story that's funny. It's you.
You know, I mean, you had... If you were there, I mean, you were probably, you know, pee on your pants or something like that. Seriously, this is not really a funny story anymore. Do you want me to share, like, my ghost experience story again?
You're from outside here. No, I don't need it.
Well, but, did I tell you... Well, okay, let's change the subject again.
Hold very still. I'm taking a photo. You can talk, but...
I think I might...
But don't move your head.
I think I might have a little... like talent or like a gift
to see dead people.
I don't see dead people, but I can maybe feel it because every time I take a picture or like in a specific spot, I usually take it. I told John about long time ago, like you know, I really shot the ghost and stuff too. Are you guys bored?
Yes. No, what were you gonna tell?
Okay. Well, in Japan,
are you telling the ghost stories?
Yeah, in Japan, I got another one.
When? Just last time?
Last time. When
you
I
didn't
went
tell home. Me.
I didn't tell you. Well, we were at my father's 7th anniversary after his death. We always get together and kind of, you know, talk about the person and stuff too. John's phone ringing. We took a picture together, and you know, I thought, well, you know, I'm probably not gonna get anything because I was kind of expecting something's gonna be in the picture. Mm-hmm. Sure enough, when I
did you delete it?
I deleted it.
Why the hell did you delete
because
it?
Because it's, you know, I was keeping for a little while, and then my
you
mother
should email it to me.
I know. Well, I emailed to Chris.
Tell Chris to email me.
Maybe he deleted. I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him to. I don't know.
Did you send on from Hotmail?
Hotmail.
Go to your Hotmail, see if you have the old sent.
I probably have to. And then, because one of my mother's friends said, well, keeping those kind of pictures not good. It was really clear, like on the cemetery stone, big like fox, like looks like a fox, like fox face, like
yeah.
like that, clearly, yeah, seriously. And then,
is it a human being, like a human person?
It was animal, like a fox, like a face, like really
what
ugly.
What color?
Like it was on the gray color, the cemetery stone.
Mm-hmm.
So that where we're like what's showing up. Also another picture, my family all got together, right?
Yeah.
Right in front of my father's the stone thing. It was like we were burning incense, mm-hmm. inside of smoke, three faces. Funny thing is,
my face is in there.
One of the face was my grandmother's face.
You are creeping me out. And did you delete that?
I deleted that. Why I should have kept you? Because of that. Like somebody told me that I can't keep it. Because and funny thing is, I zoomed in to the face.
Uh-huh.
She looked kind of smiling and happy.
Uh-huh.
That face was exactly same as the picture of her sitting in at my parents' apartment. Like in front of like a Buddha box thing or whatever. The face exactly the same, like smiling. I think that's why I kind of share with the relatives,
uh-huh.
and they said, well, probably she was happy that we all got together. I should have shown you.
I got
so scared, you know, every time.
Now, did you, when you deleted it, did you?
I deleted it because I was a digital camera. I saved it on the computer, and my, you know, iPhoto, once I delete it, it's gone. Not like yours. Yours keep it in the delete box, but mine doesn't.
But is it in the trash? Have you cleared your trash?
I did. I'm gonna look through. I might keep some photo, but I might crop it and then cut the thing out.
It's okay. In iPhoto, you can always go back and ask it to revert to original. It'll go back to the original photo.
Oh, then I have it.
You do?
I have it, but I crop it out.
Then you have it. You select that photo, make a duplicate, and then go to that photo and go up to photo and choose to revert to original.
You do it for me when we
you
see
have
each
your
other.
Own.
Yeah, at home. You probably can see it's scary. Like really like.
Is that the fox or the three?
The fox one I deleted.
Please don't.
Next time
you
I'm
email
sure
it to me.
That I'm gonna get it again. Because like every time I take it at the place, I probably pretty much take it because I think the soul.
If you email it to me, I'll upload it to my Flickr and then I'll delete it. So
okay,
I don't have it and it's on the server,
okay,
so it
good,
won't come bother me.
I don't wanna yeah, because like, I think you shouldn't keep the photo, any of the kind of photo.
I upload it to the server. I upload to Flickr and then I delete the copy.
Yeah, I mean you shouldn't keep it, so I delete it too. But I kept the one after I crop it, the thing, to cut the thing part out. But it's still on my computer, so probably stay in there.
Whew. Oh my gosh!
I was holding like this.
Anyway, so I think.
I'm sorry, listener. Am I bored?
Let's do a second show.
Yeah, that's the second show.
That's the second
show. Hi, I'm Michael.
No, not yet. Let me finish this one first. And I don't know when we're going to do that, but you're going to have to come back to listen to it because it's going to be fun. We're going to be talking about driving directions. And, of course, that is just an idea because from now until we tell you about driving directions, you're probably going to hear 10,000 stories before we even get there.
My fat picture?
No, you actually look very good.
Oh.
I'm preparing. We should do a video too, a high definition video.
Yeah, let's do that. But I don't want to look oily. How
right.
can I see my photo? How can I see my photo?
Don't see my photo. I thought you were going to take my photo. Oh, you're going to see a picture?
Yeah, but I can take you too.
Am I skinny?
Yeah, you look like you at the radio station.
Yeah,
I'm very, very cool.
Wait, let me flip the other side so you can see the. Never mind.
Right here, right?
Okay, let's end the show now.
Keep
yeah. Come back and check us out. We'll be posting another show coming up soon. I don't know when it is. Ugly? Ugly?
good.
Okay. You better make me look thin. I'll kill you.
It looks like kind of like a weird and a really like a radio. Like a radio station.
Why did I look awful the first one?
Well, you'll see. I don't know. You look kind of... Maybe this one better.
Okay, let me just smile.
Turn your body this way. Yeah.
Why?
Because like...
I was fat.
I'm going to use it.
Oh.
Okay, smile. Oh, you look very skinny.
Okay, good.
Uh-huh.
And
how can I see my photo?
I'll show it to you later. But let me finish the show.
Oh, okay, go ahead and finish it. I'll figure it out.
What? No, turn
oh,
the.
Okay,
yeah. So, my thing I want to say is, yeah, come back for more shows, and we'll be talking about other stuff. So just come back, and you'll hear another dose of, get another dose of Michael. If you want to leave me voice comment, you can call me 206-888-JOHN, or you can email me at online@gmail.com. That is O-N-G-L-I-N-E @gmail.com. And you can also visit my website, leave a comment at the in the comment area, onlinepodcast.com. Thank you so much for listening, and yeah, I'm kind of skinny. Oh, I kind of like that photo. Thank you, please. I'm not fat anymore. No, I still kind of am. I want to lose another 10 to 15 pounds. Okay, all right. Don't forget to smile, ladies. Bye-bye. When I say ladies, I mean ladies and everyone else.